AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The mystery of what led to the crash of a German jetliner in the French Alps is deepening. There's word that one of the pilots apparently was locked out of the cockpit as the plane went down, banging on the door trying to get back in. We don't know why he left the cockpit. Our Lori Hennant is in France, and she tells us what Lufthansa is saying about the German Wings pilots.
Lufthansa, which owns German Wings, says the co-pilot joined the company in September 2013 directly after training and had flown 630 hours, so a relatively new pilot. The captain, however, had more than 6,000 hours of flying time and had been a German Wings pilot since May 2014.
His lawyer says there are things we don't know about what Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl did and why he did them, but the Army is charging him with deserting his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members. Sagar Magani is our national security correspondent.
Bergdahl's facing two charges. Colonel Daniel J.W. King says Bergdahl faces up to life in prison if convicted on both. The case now goes to roughly the military equivalent of a grand jury and perhaps then to a court-martial. The Taliban held Bergdahl for 5 years. He was freed last summer in a controversial exchange for five Taliban commanders. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
With some logistical help from the United States, the Saudis are flying airstrikes over Yemen. The targets are military installations just captured by Shiite rebels. The United States is not taking part directly in the airstrikes. One person's been killed in Oklahoma as storms devastated a mobile home park near Tulsa. Tens of thousands of people in the area have no power. And England is reburying King Richard III today, more than 500 years after his remains were found under a parking lot north of London. This is AP Radio News. Country music is about to welcome three new singers into its Hall of Fame. Here's our Margie Zarletta.
My baby is American made.
Jim Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys says he's seen tears in the eyes of fellow Oak Ridge boy Richard Sturban only twice, when they joined the Grand Ole Opry and when they found out they're going into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Jim Ed Brown and the Browns will also be inducted, and Brown says he's been dreaming of this honor for years. Guitarist Grady Martin, who died in 2001, will also be inducted. He played in Willie Nelson's band for 16 years and on such hits as Brenda Lee's I'm Sorry and Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. The inductions will be later this year in Nashville. I'm Margie Zarletta.
One music critic says it's like one of the Beatles leaving at the height of the band's success. Zayn Malik is leaving the hit British boy band One Direction. He says he wants to be a normal 22-year-old who's able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.